We're ready for you. Follow me through this hallway to the exam room, okay? Hey! Get your damn chest off the keyboard! It's been pinging me constantly! I wonder why it was paged 70 times about the patient arriving.
Huh? Oh. The girls were resting on the space bar. Oops.
Ignore her. Ugh. It's so hard to find good help, especially in this part of the town. I swear the milk factory is polluting the river or something. Almost every applicant was a woman who had a higher band size and IQ. Anyway, sorry about that. I'm Dr. Momensky, but most people call me Dr. Mommy. It's a pleasure to meet you. We'll start by taking some measurements since this is your first time in our clinic. Would you mind stepping on that scale? Little more. Almost even. Got it. Perfectly healthy, nothing to worry about there. And now some basic body measurements. First, we'll measure your height. Very nice. Now your arms. Bicep size. Around your wrists. Is this forearm a little stronger than the other? I guess we know how you spend your nights. Now your legs. Around your thighs. Oh, those look like they could crush my head. Wow. Yeah. It's very normal for a doctor to have her face so close to this region when measuring. Very, very normal. I need an accurate ocular exam of the area in case the tape measure isn't correct. Okay, I've got all of that recorded. It looks good. So, what seems to be the problem today? The receptionist was supposed to ask, but her talents lie elsewhere. Oh, it's your ears? I see. There's been a strange uptick in patients coming in for ear problems. Take a seat, okay, sweetie? I'll get these gloves on and take a closer look in your hole. Earwax is blocking your hole. I guessed as much. Yes, your ear hole? What did you think I meant? I'm going to perform a cleaning using my finger. It's the most effective way to get immediate relief. I just learned about it from a video on the Hub. What was it titled? Something. Fingering hole? That was really hot. It was a comprehensive physician's guide on how to reduce earwax blockage using a finger in a sterile setting. Like I said, it was trending super hot right on the front page of Dr. Hub. Studies have shown regular headphone use contributes to a buildup of earwax, but those were back in the days where the only things people listened to were music and video games. Judging by how thorough the blockage is, you listen to ASMR, don't you? You can admit it. Everything in here is confidential, okay? Oh, I see. And what kind of ASMR? Soap cutting, or do you prefer raw triggers? Oh, role plays? Girlfriend stuff? Mommy stuff? You don't listen to that thigh-crushing, alien-looking mommy food-cupping stuff, do you? Ah, that explains it. You see, headphones have always contributed to earwax. But in the past, it was only things like music and TV coming through, where the varied sounds gave the ears a break. With the growing popularity of ASMR, ear blockages have skyrocketed thanks to the tingles causing an overstimulation in the body and brain, leading to an overproduction of wax. Those thigh-cupping roleplay kind of videos are the worst for you. You see, they activate the very edge of the region of your brain responsible for relationships, serotonin, and dopamine. The hormones controlling happiness and relaxation, as well as some of the complex social structures that we are programmed from our DNA to seek out and enjoy. While listening to a video of a mommy crushing your head in her thigh, your brain gets etched. That is, the edge of that brain region. And as your ears are the sensory receptors feeding in the information, the blood flow around them goes into overdrive, leading to excessive earwax buildup. These role plays are etching your ears, sweetie. I'm working on publishing a paper about it. The harmful effects of ASMR need to be studied. Don't worry, you'll be fine. The ear blockage is nothing serious, just some minor discomfort that should be relieved shortly. How does my finger feel? If it hurts at all, let me know and I'll stop. The video said it should be painless, but this is the first time I performed it myself. The Dr. Hub channel is trustworthy. It's run by a fellow UNIA University graduate. Go WU, Lamias! You can trust any doctors from YU, not like any from the University of UNIA, which is utter garbage. Just look up the U of A Centaurs. The team is terrible. Sorry, you aren't here for college rivalries. You're here to get your ears stuffed by my fingers. Are you still doing okay? You've been blushing a bit, but it's perfectly normal having such a strange new sensation for the first time. Both sides were blocked. Are you feeling any better so far? It shouldn't be too much longer. I can feel it loosening up and your ear canals relaxing. There's really nothing to be embarrassed about. Everyone has earwax. Yours is just a bit stuck deep inside your ear holes. If I didn't know any better, I'd say you're really enjoying this. You look so relaxed now. Are you starting to like your doctor fingering your holes? You know, everyone enjoys a gentle, caring fingering now and then. It's actually rather flattering knowing you can be this calm while in my exam room and feeling my gloves on your skin. It seems like sometimes your heart starts racing after some of the things I say, but I'm not sure why. I'm trying to go deeper, but I don't want to stretch your hold too much, sweetie. Oh, you say you can take it? Okay, I'm gonna go deeper into your ear holes. Tell me if it's too much. That's so much better, isn't it? We're really making progress now. I'm really going at you. This is kind of fun, being in control like this. It's hitting a weird part of my brain. You're doing so good taking it all like this. Yes, just relax. Let me pump my finger in and out your ear. It's still so tight. I hope I'm not too big for you. You're breathing heavier. Are you about to... Sweetie? I asked if you're about to ear spasm. You're close? Come on, don't fight it. Let it out, embrace it. Stop holding back and let your wax come out. Yes, there it goes. Come on, let it all out. Wow, so much. Did that feel good? Your ears look so clean now. You can learn a lot from the hub. I don't know why it's got such a bad reputation. Your ear holes took a lot of abuse there. Let me give you some ear aftercare, okay? We don't want you leaving with your ears feeling extra sensitive after they've just been cleaned out. They need some time to get used to the air and sounds again. Gently cupping your ears in my hands like this will allow them to slowly get used to being clean and reduce any tenderness from all that penetration. It's important to get them acclimated. I don't want you to go home and feel sore. The video explained that after such a procedure, you should provide care to the affected area. I guess an easier way to put it would be aftercare. You and your ears went through a lot. It's okay to lean into my hands and embrace the cupping. It's supposed to be soothing after all. Yes, your caring, intelligent doctor who still has plenty of years to find a husband and have kids is here for you. We can stay like this as long as you'd like. You're my last appointment of the day. I know it's early to be the last one, but my receptionist, she bumped her booba into the corner of the wall, and I promised her I'd take a look at it, and she took it upon herself to clear my whole schedule. Sure, they're big, but seriously? She blocked off 4 hours for it. How much booba does she think there is to look at? Truth be told, sweetie, I'd rather be here with you than starting the appointment with her. So you're doing me a favor right now. After all that troublesome ASMR, I'm going to have to give you a prescription, all right? Here, I'll write it for you after you're ready for the ear aftercare to end. You're ready? Here, I'll finish your prescription. All those role plays cause so much wax buildup. There's really no way around it. You need the real thing so the audios won't cause such an overactive response. I'm putting down 50 thigh cups from an older woman, all right? We better be thorough. Let's add 50 mummy hugs, 50 classy kisses, and... the last one you can read for yourself. If you need any help filling those, you know where a qualified, caring woman is.
Doc, you almost done? My tit hurts.
Can you believe she graduated college? You better be going, otherwise she's going to want both of us giving her the exam.